Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Hey, besties. Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Today's show is about turning nothing into something and doing it big. So what started out as a group chat has turned into a thriving community, packed events, and thousands of supporters who love film and culture. The Black Cinema Club HTX is here to chat. But first, I have a very special guest for you who will sax your socks off. He is kicking off his Begging for Sax tour, an engaging live experience of jazz and R&B, performing in major cities, including Dallas, New Jersey, D.C., and right here in his hometown, Houston. Welcome to Chat with Chelsea, Chris Mitchell.
Thanks for having me here. Yeah. This is a blessing to be here.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's so good to finally have you here from all the way from Mo City.
All the way from Mo City. Mm-hmm. Hightower High School, you know.
You know, it's a little common thread we got here.
A little common thread we got. I had just missed you because when I left Hightower, they moved us over to Thurgood Marshall. It was a new school. So we were the first graduating class.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be living the dream back home?
You know, it feels good. I mean, born and raised in Houston, you're around a lot of talent, including my family. My whole family are musicians. So, you know. Being around that in church, my dad's a pastor, being around that in church and then being surrounded by a good talent like yourself, you know, it only feels good to be back home, you know.
Let me ask you this. How did you learn to play the saxophone? You were so incredibly talented.
Taught myself. I taught myself at 12 years old and just trying to sound like the records I was putting on the CD player. You're old enough to know what a CD player is.
I am. I have the Walkman and all of that, all the things. Tapes as well.
Yeah, just making sure.
A little touch of 8-tracks. I'm not going to get into how old I am, but a little touch of that.
Yeah.
So you just taught yourself listening.
Taught myself. My birthday's on Christmas, so I asked for a saxophone on my birthday. Mm-hmm. My sister got it for me, actually.
Wow, yeah. Christmas baby.
Love that. Yeah. And I was in my room for about 2.5 months, and I taught myself in 2.5 months.
Who were you listening to when you were teaching yourself to play sax?
Kenny G.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
Kenny G. Yeah, I was listening to Kenny G. So he would do these incredible songs, and I don't know how to play it. So, you know, I was just trying to do these riffs like he was doing and, like, make it sound good, like he was making it sound good, and it finally started to make sense.
Yes. Yeah. And your journey is so inspiring as well, because you were just playing on the sidewalk.
Yes.
You were just trying to get contacts at that point.
Well, I'll tell you, so we don't have a 3-hour-long segment because it'll take a long time to tell you the story, but I'm going to sum it up for you. Mm-hmm. I left Sam Houston State University, and I graduated during the recession, so I couldn't find a job for 2 years. So, well, I had two jobs. I worked at a retail store for 6 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, apparently.
Yeah. I left before they about to fire me. on the lunch break, I would play for tips at these restaurants on lunch break, and I would be late coming back.
Oh, that's why they were going to fire you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he was going to get rid of me. And then I worked another week at a car dealership, and I left there because it was keeping me all day long, so I couldn't make it to open mics at night. So I left there. And then one of my friends asked me, did I want to go to Sugarland Town Square and just play some music on the sidewalk? And I was like, well, let's just go out there and let's, I ain't like
Dude,
I got to go
down.
Work.
Okay. Nowhere to be.
Yeah, I got nowhere to be, so let's go. So we go to Sugarland Town Square. We were playing outside, and I saw this guy playing a guitar. And I walk up to him, and I was like, if we play together, we can make more tips. And at the time, he didn't know English, or not that much English, so everything he said was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's playing the guitar, and I'm like, if we play together, we can make more tips. And he's like, okay. So I started playing 7 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day, 4 p.m. to midnight. And we was at a restaurant called Turquoise, which is across, or it's gone now, but it was across on Baker Street Pub, right?
Yep.
So we was playing every day, and then a waiter named Harry Sasha, he is like heaven sent. Shout out to Harry. Harry came outside on a Saturday afternoon, this is in 2011, and said, there's gonna be a lot of people today because Cadillac is sponsoring their cars and like they're gonna have live music out here. He was like, you should get everybody's information. Let them know you're gonna be back at Turquoise. And I was like, you're right.
Okay.
I go into the manager's office, his name is Jim. I go into the manager's office, I get on the computer, print out name, email, and phone number, get a table, go back outside to the sidewalk, pen and paper with the papers I had, and I have a tip jar on there, right? I started getting everybody to sign up. I started collecting over 400 emails a day. Mm-hmm. And Houston at the time was one of the most diverse cities in the nation.
Absolutely.
So I was like, if that's the case, that means my 500,000 is not just from Houston. They gotta be from other places. So I go to my email list and I started emailing everybody, where you from? New York City, Lisbon, Portugal, Casablanca, Morocco, London, all over the world.
Wow.
So I wanna do concerts now, but I ain't got the money to do concerts. All right, so I saved up $800, went down to the Red Cat Jazz Cafe.
Red Cat.
Shout out to Red Cat.
We have on the show as well. Yes, yeah. Love it.
I went to the Red Cat, and I asked the owner if I could rent it. He's like, yeah. So I rented it, and then I had to sell my own tickets. So I go back and send an email out and say, hey, everybody, this is my first show. I'm going to hire a band. I'm going to, you know, put on a great show for y'all from the sidewalk to the stage like y'all want it.
Mm.
But here are all the tickets. Tickets sold out in an hour, right?
Wow.
But you think like that's really fast, but it wasn't that bad because it only held 150 people. But I got over 500,000 emails of people that have literally saw me play. So this is not like a bought email list, right? I earned this email list.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought tickets, so we added another show, and then now I want to go on tour. I didn't have the money for this.
Yeah.
So I started hosting concerts and meeting spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the deal. When I left Houston, I had to buy a one-way ticket. So I couldn't come home.
Mm.
So when I left, I'm talking about going West Coast first. I went to San Diego. I have to the Hard Rock Hotel in the Gaslamp Quarter. So I did the hotel meeting space there, performed, got in the car, and I drove over to Los Angeles. Did my thing in Los Angeles. Now,
wow.
I couldn't, I had to earn just enough money from the CDs I was selling so that I can get to the next place. The thing was, if I earn enough money to get to the next place, I can't go home because if I go home, I'm not gonna be able to get back out. So I have to stay going.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By the time I got to Portland, I don't have any money now.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have hotel rooms for this time. So it was cheaper for me to rent SUVs and just sleep in the SUVs rather than get a hotel room because it was like $49 to get a car.
What? Okay, so you are going on tour.
I told you this is going to be a story.
Performing in hotels but sleeping in a van.
Yeah.
You really built everything out of nothing.
Literally.
And so now you have millions of people following you. Like you turn this email list into social media somehow, and people are showing up for you. Now, what does it mean for you to be so deep in your purpose? And I know because, you know, you grew up in a church household, that part of that for you is God.
Right.
How do you pay that back?
Every concert, I made a promise when I was out there to God that every concert I was going to do one song for him. And every concert in the past 15 years, I've always done it. So in every show, I always do one gospel song all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
Even if I just sneak it in there. Now, the other music may be secular. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to hold you.
It might be a little dirty
and flirty, but you know what? But God,
you're going to have that in there.
Play that saxophone.
So that's included on this tour, Begging for Sax.
Yeah, that's,
well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we know what gospel song you're playing in Houston?
No, I won't tell you. You got to come see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
you gotta come see it.
That is an invite I will take you up on,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you got to come see it. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you're going to give us a little sample as well.
Oh, of course I will.
The show. Tell me about what you're playing for us.
So earlier, I was thinking about playing a song called Tequila Nights. And I thought about that because I know that you have a birthday that's around like Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, you know what? Cinco de Mayo. You know what I mean? Like tequila, it kind of goes together. So it was on an album that I wrote and co-wrote with Michael Havdi. A few years ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to play that for. So I'd like to hear a little bit. I can do it for
okay,
you.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead and play us out. You guys, we'll be back with more Chris Mitchell after this. good. All right. So from Chris Mitchell to Black Cinema Club HTX, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with that. Black Cinema Club HTX is turning a passion for film into a full-blown cultural movement. Here to chat about how they are doing it, we've got Leroy Cook, Shamika Smith, and Jerry Madison, the founder. All right, so explain what Black Cinema Club is and what you all do.
Yeah, so Black Cinema Club is a cultural arts organization that exists to amplify everything black film in the city. So we do screenings, we do educational programming, et cetera, film festivals, the whole nine. We're just elevating, amplifying anything black film in the city.
Okay, and this all started with just a group text message.
Group text about Sinners. Yeah. We wanted to go see the movies.
Yeah. So okay. Sinners was coming up, and as an actor and filmmaker myself, I knew how important it was for black film, black Hollywood. Yeah. And I was like, let me text all the homies to come see this. We have to see this. And then that just ballooned into 150 plus people on a waiting list over at River Oaks to see the movie.
Wow.
And then everything is going crazy. I called Leroy. I said, Leroy, help me, brother. I need some help. Leroy came.
That's how it started.
Shamika was our first person at the event.
She was our first customer.
And I'm the type of person that would show up to something first. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I got there and they were like, just sit right here. And I was like, I'm going to just take some B-roll for my content. And then, like, afterwards, I was like, hey, I could help you guys with marketing efforts. And so that's how I came along. So I came along afterwards.
Really built a team.
Really built a team.
Really
organic.
Quick. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Sinners
because
I will say, I was on the phone with my best friend when Michael B. Jordan was announced as best actor.
Did y'all scream?
Yes, she was screaming in my ear. I was driving, so I couldn't sit here. I felt like I was there.
It was a moment for everybody. I felt it was like just like you watching your brother or your sister on the screen.
Yes.
That's my baby. That's my boy.
that was definitely us.
And we had a watch party at River Oaks. Mm-hmm. And so watching it with a community of people who enjoy film and celebrate film. Mm-hmm. And it was a very diverse crowd. And seeing everybody cheering for Michael B. Right now on our TikTok and Instagram, it's Poppington when it comes to that video, because we had some people jumping up and down out of their seats, and it was
crying, just so
oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was so nice.
This is so cool that you were bringing people together to experience things like this.
Yes.
Now, y'all are coming up on a year,
a year.
Mm. Okay, I gotta know, how did we get to where we are, just starting from that group chat to like thousands of people as a part of this movement? What was that development like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been kind of experiencing stuff in the industry, being in the industry for like 10 years, living in LA for a while, living in London, and seeing all the thriving entertainment communities, and moving back to Houston and being like, okay, this stuff happening, but people are in silos and all over the place. So I was like, I want to make sure Houston has the same opportunities to create, to connect around it. So it was like, okay, this type of programming works. And then getting with Leroy and Shamika, they're both beyond creative. So we just developed a brainchild of programming, and then started getting community partners, and then more people started coming out, and then we started going viral on TikTok, and it just has kind of ballooned and blossomed into what you see today.
Okay.
And what's beautiful really is, like, for our events, we curate experiences each time.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're going to the club or going to brunch and something. You're going to see a film. You're going in to talk about film. You're going to go meet your tribe. We say that because it's like, at our first event, we had mixers. So we have mixers as well.
Oh, nice.
That's where you mix and mingle. And then we also, like, you can meet gaffers, or you can meet people that also are directors, actors. You can meet people that just are behind the scenes, and you can build your team. I believe we had somebody build their team for their project from our event. Seeing that blossom and bloom is just amazing.
So it's not just about sitting and watching together.
It's an experience.
Connecting as well. Okay, so what is ahead for Black Cinema Club HTX? Like, you got the HTX right now.
Yes.
Are we talking about DALA?
HTX.
Look, listen.
We gotta get it right.
I'm a dreamer. Okay.
So people love on Instagram and on the internet saying Black Summer Club, but we want to make sure that we are saying HTX at the end because we are doing it for the city.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I love that. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm proud of HTM.
What else are y'all trying to build here in Houston?
Oh my God. Our very own version of Hollywood. There's no real infrastructure here. So we're doing that, one, with all of the educational programming, but two, our film festival that's coming up April 17th through the 19th. Okay. And we're giving actual tools and gems on how you become a filmmaker, how you pitch television shows, how you develop your short film into a feature film. We're also going to be giving away five $2,000 film grants to filmmakers, and we're starting our Black Cinema Club HTX Film Academy. So we're not just gonna give them money, we're gonna show them step by step how to make a project viable in the industry, how to produce it, what it should look like, and we're gonna have industry professionals along the way helping them. So that's how we built the infrastructure to truly, truly, truly make Houston a hot spot for film, because we have the creatives, we have the talent, we have the peoples, we just need the infrastructure. So that's what we're doing.
I love that. Like you bringing your experience, y'all are bringing additional people in with experience as well. Now, how do people get involved, and how do they, you know, just to know when the next pop-up event is, you know, because I want to be there.
So you can easily get involved with Black Cinema Club HTX by subscribing to our newsletter. Our newsletter is located in our bio on Instagram. And we also have a website right now for our film festival, bcchtxfilmfest.com. But for our newsletter, we send out exclusive, like first dibs, we call it first dibs on events, because our events sometimes, like, you know, the tickets go quick. So when we send that email out, you better hop on and get it. It's kind of like Tyra Mail. You get
it. Set your notifications, alerts, ding, click, and buy. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this
Thank you for having
everything
us.
That you're doing. I can't wait to get in on this. Okay.
Come on.
All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much to Chris Mitchell. He has to run, but also thank you to the Black Cinema Club, HTX. Subscribe to our YouTube, Chat with Chelsea. Don't just watch us. Subscribe and keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show 5. So we'll see you on the next Chat with Chelsea. Okay, now I gotta get...